Hi, I'm your host, Jack Sitt, and welcome to Flipping the Table, the official Real Housewives of New Jersey recap podcast and a production of The Reality Rundown and Rundown Media. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast so that you don't miss any of my recaps. Welcome back to another episode of Flipping the Table. Today, I am joined by a very good friend, very good social media friend, Reality TV Kid.
What's up, everyone? I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me, Jack.
How are you? I was so happy I was able to have you. I wanted to have you specifically on this episode because we were both at the softball game.
Yes, it worked out perfectly. I'm doing well. I'm excited to recap and talk. We have a lot to discuss.
We do have a lot to discuss.
I'm so excited. This is like the perfect episode we could have picked.
Yes, I remember I messaged you like, what was it, like a month or two ago? I was like, oh, I want you to come on when they do the softball episode.
Yeah, we literally been planning this for, like, it's just the perfect scenario. We can't, yeah, couldn't miss
literally
it.
Literally perfect. Mm-hmm. But before we get into, like, the little recap of the episode, what did you think of the episode last night?
So, how it started was good because it left off, you know, on a cliffhanger that...
Of course.
Definitely overused. Yeah, we have to just be used to it by now. But I think that was a good little drama that we got to see, you know. That was definitely tough to see, though, because I just hate seeing Teresa, like, overwhelmed and aggressive like that. Because, you know, I feel like when she's causing that kind of drama, it's always because it's out of hurt, you know.
Yeah.
Teresa never goes off like that unless she's hurt. So, I don't know, it's just a lot of, like, bad hurt that's coming from both of them. So I hate to see that. But overall, I thought the episode was so good. It was so cute. The event was perfect. It definitely helped that we were both there. I feel like that made it even better because we got to, like, yeah, see behind the scenes. We got to see it on TV. So it was cool to see both sides. But overall, it was such a good episode. I thought it was so much fun to watch.
Yeah, I loved it also. And, you know, I felt bad for Teresa because she's under, like, a lot, like, at that time, she was under, like, so much stress. She was the stress of moving, mm-hmm, with Louie and the fighting. Like, it probably just all got to her that day. And she was just like, I had enough of this.
I'm gonna go off,
you know?
I agree.
So, like, I felt for Teresa.
Totally. And it's just like, yeah, she does it all out of hurt because, and people, you know, every season it's like she's going through something, but she really is going through stuff that no other housewives go through. So it's like, you can't blame her. You can dislike her actions, but you can't blame her for feeling some type of way.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. All right. So let's jump right into the recap. So as I know, we just talked about this, but we see, continuing from last week, Teresa and Marge go at it. And Teresa just says to her, like, I heard the rumor from you about Jackie and Evan. So, like, what did you think about that when Teresa said that? Was that, like, a jaw-dropping moment for you?
Yes and no, because they had mentioned at the reunion last year, and I wish that they, like, dove into it.
They never went through with it at the reunion.
No, they didn't.
Just said that, and then it was like, we're
finished. Exactly. That's a problem, because that could have been a huge reveal and a huge, like, storyline for the reunion. I thought that would have been awesome. But, you know, Teresa was being a little messy that, like, you know, she was proving some points,
yeah,
you know, yeah. But, I don't know. I feel like they still didn't really dive into it. So it could just be, you know, there could be no truth to it, but who knows? It was interesting.
Yeah. But, like, it's all coming up again because of the whole, like, Jennifer asking, and that I'll get into right now. Mm-hmm. Margaret accuses Teresa of telling Jennifer to dig for her. I mean, mm-hmm, do you think that Teresa told Jen to find out that information? Because I know you're a diehard tree hugger, so I want to hear what you think.
You know, I'm always going to defend her, but I will say when she's wrong. And personally, I feel like if they were coming off, like Jennifer said, the heat of the moment, I'm sure Teresa asked, like, do you know this lady? Do you know anyone that knows about this story? Maybe she didn't ask her to talk to her about it, but I'm sure it was like a conversation that they had, and maybe Teresa had mentioned it. But listen, Teresa was having a huge feud with Jackie. She's going to do some stuff that she probably regrets now, but it was probably in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, and it was coming off of the whole, like, analogy about Gia. And mm-hmm, as Jennifer said last night, when she was speaking to Teresa on the phone, Teresa was pissed and was like, oh, do we know anyone? Do we know anyone? And Jennifer knew this one girl and just like called her up. Like, I don't know if it was digging. Mm-hmm. Maybe she was just, you know, because Jen and Teresa are so close. So I'm sure it hurt Jen to see Teresa hurt. So she was like, okay, let me call this girl and let me see what she knows. So I don't know if it was really such digging. I feel like it was a mix of like curiosity and a mix of like wanting to like, I don't know.
Yeah, no,
maybe 100%. Like not prove something to Teresa, but like she just wanted to, I don't know. I don't even know the words.
Have her friends back. She just
have her friends back. That's what she definitely wanted to do.
That's all.
And then after that whole fiasco, they all go and sit down for lunch, but it doesn't stop there. Teresa and Tracy start going at it because, you know, Tiki was asking Louis questions. And then, oh my God, Teresa, when she said like, oh, you were the nanny and I didn't bring that up. I was like, oh my God.
She was unhinged. Like that was like bold.
And then Tracy was like, I wasn't the nanny. But like, it just like stopped there. Like, kind of like we knew more of like the story from her perspective. Cause I knew like, I don't know, what was it like 10, 12 years ago when like that whole thing with her and Tiki came out? Like, I don't even remember it because I was so young, but I just know it from because she was on the show.
Right.
Now, that, like,
that's a huge story. They should really, I mean, if Tracy wants to be a part of the show, they should have elaborated on it more because, you know, Tracy seems to be pretty open about it and honest about it. So, I mean, that was a news breaking story in this area or, you know, all around. So I think they should have at least elaborated on it a little bit more since she's part of the show. But
yeah, and this was only like the second time like it was kind of like brought up.
Right.
You, when she said it was all rumors, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not going to go into it more because I don't want to like, you know, I don't know. So
yeah, we don't have to touch on that. It's okay.
Yeah, we won't touch on that. But I wonder if it'll be brought up at the reunion because I'm sure Teresa has got pissed all over again.
Oh, yes.
Watch that.
She's definitely coming with ammo on everyone. I think she's going to be prepared. Yeah,
for sure. But also because she had her surgery, she may like have to like kind of like take it easy, you know?
I know.
I wonder what's gonna happen because I know I found out like from someone that she does want to come to the reunion. She's in a lot of pain, but you know, Teresa, she's gonna show up for the show because like that's her job. We know Teresa to show up for everything. She's not just gonna be like, oh, I'm not gonna come. That's not Teresa Giudice.
Yep. So, and wait, does the reunion film tomorrow?
It films tomorrow.
Oh my God. So I mean, through social media, she seems like to be doing a little better. I think if she's going to be there, she's going to give us a show. She's not going to come and then act like half-assed. You know what I mean? I think she's going to definitely, if she shows up, she's going to show up.
And then when I was thinking, like when I heard that she was coming, because I remember in Beverly Hills when Yolanda came and she was sick with her Lyme disease, she came for a little bit and then left. Like, do you think like Teresa's going to do that? Or do you think Teresa will be there for the full 12-hour day because it's a really, really long, stressful, and tiring day.
Right. I mean, I hope that they're accommodating to her to let her take breaks or something because this is a perfect season for, like, a Teresa madness reunion, you know? Like, she's coming in hot. She's coming off a lot of drama. And the whole cast, honestly, there's drama off camera now. There's drama behind the scenes. Like, this is going to be a jam-packed reunion. I think they all need to show up and be ready.
Yes, there's tons of drama like during the airing, and we know about that. I wonder if like what's going to happen between Jennifer and Dolores, but I really hope that they work it out. Mm-hmm. And I know that Jennifer was happy to see her and Marge getting along on the show, so I think Jennifer is going in like feeling good about everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope like when going in, like, she'll be fine with everyone and she'll just make up with everyone. I'm sure there'll be some screaming, but I hope at the end of the day, she makes up with Margaret and Dolores.
I agree.
What do you think?
Yeah, because you know what? You know, you're close with both Dolores and Jennifer. And in real world, they have the biggest hearts. They don't wish harm on anybody. And listen, I've been able to have conversations. I've met them, you know, they're truly just, I don't think that they would want to hurt each other in any way. So I think like they were happy. Jennifer was happy that Dolores and Margaret were friends and vice versa. So I think if anything, they should hash it out. They should give us some, you know, TV moments. But then at the end of the day, they are great, you know, people at heart. So I think they have very similar values. They should definitely be able to work it out.
Yeah, I like totally agree because they've been friends. I mean, I don't know how close they were before the show. They definitely didn't know each other, but I don't know like how close they were. But I hope they could be like, you know, the three, whatever the, on that.
Yeah,
What
I
is it?
love.
Three Musketeers? I don't know
Yeah,
what to say.
the
But
I love that
yeah.
trio.
Yes, me too. And then after the whole Treescape fiasco, Jackie goes to a psychotherapist. I think that's what it was called, what they put on the card or whatever it's called, to discuss her eating struggles. You know, I have to give Jackie a lot of props. Whether people love or hate her, you got to give her some props for opening up about this 18-year struggle that she's had and be so vulnerable. And like she was like crying on the on TV, on national television. And that's just like, and I think Jackie's gonna help like so many people. I mean, what did you think about that scene? Because I know you're not like the biggest fan of Jackie, but yeah.
No, exactly what you said though. Listen, she's been in my eyes very unlikable, just in my opinion, through these seasons that she's been on. But this moment, this storyline is truly like so just like touching to watch. I think she's very brave and very strong to even talk about it, let alone like dive into it and show all of her emotions and her journey through it. So, I mean, I just really hope that as a mother, as a person, like she's at a certain point in her life where she like deserves the best, you know, for her health, for her safety. So, I mean, I appreciate her showing us it all, and I hope she gets like better, you know.
Yeah, she really does, and I hope she's doing like well now. I'm sure they'll
Yeah.
give us an update at the reunion, but I hope she's doing like well, you know?
Totally.
And then actually, I'm gonna go back a little bit to Teresa and the reunion and how she's feeling, because you know, I just saw a video on TikTok this morning where Melissa and Joe were like interviewed outside that party that they were at a few nights ago, and so Melissa was like, "Oh yeah, I just texted Teresa 20 minutes ago." You know, she's still in some pain, but she's doing better. Like, so I mean, that sounds pretty good
Yeah,
for Teresa.
I saw that
And
too. Yeah, so that's promising.
so that's promising. So I don't know. I don't even know what the words are, but I'm just excited to see Teresa and everyone at the reunion. I'm sorry, excited to see the reunion looks, the set, because the set is going to be Nashville. So I'm sure that'll
Yeah.
be crazy.
No,
I mean, the
truly.
Nashville episode will be crazy.
Yeah, I feel like this reunion is like the most anticipated in a long time. Like, because there's so much, like we said, behind the scenes going on. There's so much like that hasn't been fully settled. That's going to be like a good one.
No, but like the 13 episodes is not doing it for me, and this reunion is probably going to be two parts when it really deserves three. I mean, Salt Lake City filmed for like 9 hours and they got a three-part reunion, and last year I know New Jersey filmed for about 12 hours, so they could have had a three-part reunion. They just chose to give it two
They
parts.
had two, right? Yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, and like we said, they had so much more to touch on in that reunion that they didn't elaborate with. It's like that they just don't care enough. It's ridiculous.
No, they really like they did it not good. But then I also heard that Bravo edits the reunions, not Siren. So I don't
Really?
know. Yeah, that's what I like. I heard.
I mean, I could
So I don't
believe
know if
that.
it's true, but
I could believe it because I feel like all the reunions are very similar in at terms of editing and stuff
yes,
like that.
they
So,
are.
yeah.
So I mean, I guess fingers crossed for three parts, but I don't know if it's likely.
Fingers
But I guess
crossed,
we will
because
see.
Jack, I don't. Your podcast is very popular, so I'm sure there's someone listening out there. But this Housewives of Jersey production we talk about all the time is just so played out and dry. Like, there's so much more that these ladies have potential with that they just don't work with. It's ridiculous. Like, this show used to be a gem, and it still has so much potential, and they
It really
still.
does.
Right, they give us so many great moments, but there's so much more that I could go with it that just editing and production ruins with. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I think if they changed maybe the production company, or maybe if they just changed how the way they do things, I feel like it would be much better because people are like sick and tired of it already. I mean,
It's
I've
very,
been talking about sirens every single episode. I'm sure people are tired of me ranting about them, but it's true. I
yeah.
mean, I want the best for my Jersey girls,
You're
so,
right. No, they put
and
in
they
so much
deserve the
work.
best.
Yep. They put in so much work. They give us like truly the most drama and real storylines throughout all franchises. We know more about these ladies than we do any other franchise. You know what I mean? Because they show their families, they show their personal storylines, their lives. And yet that production kind of like downplays it because they don't show enough of, you know, real life stuff, and they that everything is very repetitive, which is just so unfortunate.
Yeah, I agree. Like, the Jersey franchise is true blue. What you see is what you get. They're so real and authentic. But I feel like they Sirens doesn't always show that side because I feel like it's produced a lot.
Exactly.
A lot of scenes.
Exactly.
All right. And the scene right before the softball game was Jennifer and Bill going on a date night to discuss everything that was going on. And I guess I think it was like the first time Jennifer and Bill really discussed the affair because they were forced to. And I don't know, Bill kind of, he didn't look like he wanted to engage, or maybe he was just kind of like over, like, oh, this happened like 10, 11 years ago. Why are we discussing it now? I mean, what do you think about that? Because Bill looked like he like wasn't in the mood. I feel like he could have engaged more and showed like more support for Jennifer. Because since Margaret said that, Jennifer has to relive it all over again. So like, what did you think about that?
No, you're right. I agree. Jennifer puts like her entire life on the line. So when something like this is brought up, it's like she, it's not only about her. So she wants, I feel like it would just, she would feel so much better if Bill was there for her, if he was accommodating to these conversations she's having. And I just think, you know, Bill is a, is like an old school guy. You could tell like he's very professional. He maybe doesn't want to talk about certain things on camera, which is fine. Like, I totally get it. Like, it's a sensitive subject to talk about. And that's probably what he's, you know, that's why he's not talking about certain things. But when Jennifer's like obviously hurt and emotional and wanting him to be there for her, I think it's just like hard to watch. You know what I mean? Because it's like they're not on the same page with a lot of it.
I agree. But also, I felt bad when like Melissa was saying, oh, Bill's all checked out. But like, that's not true. Bill and Jennifer still have an amazing relationship. It was just like this little bump of the rumors coming up. It just kind of made it look like that. But I really don't think Bill has checked that. I believe he truly still loves Jennifer and their family. It was just like this, I don't know. I don't, like,
no, you're right.
How they edit it, maybe it just made it look like he was checked out. But I know he's not checked out. Like, I know for a fact he is not.
Totally. He's definitely not checked out. And especially, he can't even say that because why is he going to want to be like so enthusiastic when talking about this? You know, it's something that he's obviously truly regrets, I'm sure. Like, you know, it's not something that he wants to bring up and dive into.
Yeah. And I mean, this happened like, I think it was, it's like 11 years ago now. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really got through it. They got stronger after this. So it's been 11 years. They're fine today. So no one should be questioning that.
Exactly. No, exactly. You're right.
Yeah. And then, so now we're up to our favorite scene of the episode.
Yay.
Morris's softball charity event. Oh my God. That was so fun. And that was like the first time we actually met in person because we've known each other.
Oh my God. Yes.
For 2 years. So it was like so cool. It was like my first, actually my like second kind of filming event. Mm-hmm. But this time I was on camera, which was pretty cool. I got two cameos of me.
Yes, we need. I told you. I texted you. You need a title card next season because it's just like deserved by now.
I agree. I really do need a title card. I feel like I should be like an official friend up now, like the youngest friend of 19.
I
feel like that would be so good for ratings. Like this young kid, 19 years old.
Yes. You know? And people went off of like off camera and off TV. People, when they want to research Jersey, they go to your page. It's like they would like, oh my God, look who it is. Like this is, they would make the connection. I think it's such a good idea.
Well, yeah. Remember we were walking through the stadium and like these random people would come up to me and be like, oh, are you Jack? Are you RHO and J Obsessed? I was like, you talking to me? Like, I was so confused. I was like, oh, why are they talking to me? Like, I know, like, I had, like, kind of, like, fans. Like, not that I'm a celebrity, but, like.
You do. You have supporters. No, guys, let me tell you something. Jack was getting DMs at this event saying people were recognizing him from hundreds of feet away, saying, oh, my God, I see you. I see you. Is this you? They love Jack taking pictures with him. Trust me, Jack. You're the real deal.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, I felt like, I don't know. I felt like a different feeling. Like, the energy there was so like fun and so like outgoing and so positive. I don't know, like about like the whole like the RHO and J fans mixed with the cast. It just like it felt so like right being there.
100%.
So excited for this year's game.
I know, because it's like everyone's a huge cult following Jersey Housewives. Like it's just like a big fam. It's just like we all have the same exact personality and similarities. It was just so cool to be with everyone.
Yes, but also I want to bring up like this. Sorry. I have like allergies. Hold on.
Me too. It's the worst. Oh my God, this season right now.
And like, I couldn't like, I don't know, whatever that was. Sorry for that little interruption. But, you know, Jersey allergies are not fun. So.
Yeah, this is real life Jersey.
Yeah, back to my story. Do you remember I was, you had your tickets and I was waiting to get mine. And I went to the will call because Laura told me like, oh, your tickets are going to be at the will call. I was there. I asked this girl. I was like, oh, my name, Jack Sitt. Mm-hmm. And she was like, no, we don't see anything under that name. So then I told them, Dolores is one of the person who works for her or
her PR.
I told her his name, and the girl was like, no tickets under that name. I was like, oh, so let me try Dolores Catania, and they're like, no name under that, no tickets under that name. And she acted like she didn't even know who Dolores was. And I was like, well, Dolores hosting this event, and I felt so bad because I know how busy Dolores was that day. Mm-hmm. And I called her because, like, I didn't know what to do. You know, I had no choice but to call her. And I called her, and she was so, so sweet. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry to bother you. I know you're so busy. She's like, oh, Jack, no, you know, it's no problem. Your tickets are at the VIP entrance. And I was like, oh, VIP for me? But, like, I deserved it. So,
yes.
We walked up to that VIP entrance where actually all the housewives walked in through that entrance. So it was, like, so cool. Like, I loved it. And, you know, we picked up our tickets in there. We walked in the stadium. We saw Dolores' PR, who I'm friendly with. We walked up and we were walking around the stadium to find our seat. Then we saw Justin Aiden?
Yes.
And I was like, oh, tell your mom, like, Jack's here. And he actually texted her. I didn't think he was going to text her. I was just saying that, but I didn't think he was going to text her.
Yeah, he was so sweet.
He was so sweet. And then we were watching from the balcony. We were watching everyone getting mic'd up. Caroline Rousseau getting mic'd up. You know, she was in with the production, and we barely saw any of her last night. Mm-hmm. And I was so upset because I love her, and I want her on next season. Somehow they better put her on next season because I think she is a great person for the cast. She's friends with Dolores, Teresa, and Jennifer. I feel like she would be a good mix in there.
Yeah, totally. She fits in perfectly.
Yes. And, you know, as we were watching from the balcony, we saw everyone coming in. We got all videos. We saw Teresa coming in, Jackie, Jennifer. And then I actually, I screamed down to Jennifer. I was like, hi, Jennifer, what's up? Like, because, you know, me and Jennifer, we're tight. We know each other. She knows me. I was like, yeah, I told Justin I'm here. She's like, oh, yeah, he texted me. I was like, oh, my God, that's so nice. He texted her.
And she turned right around when she heard your voice. Because we were high above everyone. We were just by ourselves. And she turned right around and knew it was you.
Yeah, we were so high up. Like, I had to, like, scream off the top of my lungs. I'm sure the people walking around the stadium thought I was, like, crazy or something.
Wait, can I just add that?
Yeah.
People don't realize, because they didn't show it on camera, on TV, that when the wives were walking in, they were being mobbed by fans. Like, it looked like it was, like, Beyonce walking out of on the red carpet. Like, I did not expect it, because when I see housewives, I mean, I live all by them. When I see them out, it's not like everyone always recognizes them. But at this softball game, they were getting crowded, like, surrounded.
Yes, all the fans,
all the real fans,
and fans.
They needed, like, they literally had security trying to, like, it was crazy. It was so cool to see, though.
But do you remember when they were arriving, they had to go around a few times?
Yes,
remember, because they had to find the perfect thing to go out and have their security getting walked in. It was crazy, but they didn't even show the walk-in scenes.
I know, that would have been so cool. It was cool to see too, because all the fans were lined up. Like, it was, they should have showed more.
Yeah, it was crazy. You know, I didn't even see Tracy get out of Marge's car. We saw Margaret's car. I didn't even see Tracy get out. It's like they snuck her in there.
Yeah, but I don't. Yeah, that's true, because I don't remember seeing her get out either. Did they say that they drove together, right?
Yes, remember last night, Tracy was like, oh, can I drive with you guys?
And yeah.
We saw her on the show get out of the car, but when I was there, I was like, oh, I don't even see her.
Oh.
I saw Margaret, Joe, Lexi, her...
Yes.
Or whatever, I don't know what she is.
Assistant. Business partner?
I don't even know. But partner. Anyway.
Business partner.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, we saw them all walking in. They didn't even show that.
No, I know. I don't remember seeing her either. Maybe we just were focused on Margaret.
Yeah. And then actually the best part was when we found our seats. Like, those seats were, like,
Oh, amazing.
And then I had an extra one next to me. So you just sat next. You just sat like near me.
Right, right. It was perfect. It worked out perfectly.
Yeah, it worked out perfectly. And then, you know, we were talking to everyone. We were talking to Tracy. And you remember you said like your friend was like babysitting her daughter.
Yeah. So yeah,
you were talking to Tracy.
Yep. Yeah. Me and Tracy, we have a lot of mutual friends. So one of my good friends was babysitting her daughter at the time, and my friend was texting me, sending me pictures of her daughter. I was like, Tracy, look, and she's like, oh my god, tell my daughter to go to bed. Like, what is she doing awake?
Yeah, I remember that was hilarious.
Uh huh. She's really sweet. Tracy's a good girl. She
was so sweet. I remember she DM'd me after. She was like, oh, it was so nice to meet you from a distance. Like, that was so sweet.
Yeah, she goes out of her way. That's sweet.
Yeah, I liked her a lot. And did you like her? Like, I know that you liked her as a person, but did you like her for the show?
You know, I could tell because as a person, even on the show, she's a very good lady. Like, you can tell she's a good mom. She's a good friend. But she's definitely – and listen, it's not easy joining a cast that's been together for four-plus seasons.
Easy.
Right. She's the only newbie that's really involved with everything. So coming in at this season's hard. But, you know, she's trying to get involved in drama that probably she shouldn't because there's a lot of history with it. But, you know, I guess she's just trying to, you know, make her mark. And
yeah, and then she was getting killed for it. But it's like, it's kind of like a housewife or friend's job to, like, get involved, you know?
Totally.
It was the same thing with Michelle last season. She was getting so much hate when she was kind of doing what she was supposed to do. And meanwhile, she didn't even have a contract or anything.
Right. It's like, damned if you do, damned if you don't, because if they're boring, not saying anything, then they get blamed for that. But now if they're doing too much, it's a hard situation.
Yeah. So, like, now I'm thinking, I was like, oh, so anyone new who comes in, are they just going to get hate? Like, constantly, like, even like next season, I'm sure maybe they're going to change it up a little bit, but like, are these new people going to come in and they're going to, like, kind of get involved off the bat, kind of like how Jackie kind of got a lot of hate when she got a little involved, remember?
Right, yeah.
She said that, like, how, whatever, your husband in jail, whatever she said, then. But I don't know, I was just thinking about next year when new people come in.
Yeah, no, it's definitely hard for newbies, and that's why it's, like, important, I think, to bring – if you're going to bring in a newbie, you have to bring in at least two, so they kind of have each other, or it's kind of like they break up the whole dynamic of the, like, full cast, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I liked when they bring in pairs. I think it, like, it goes very well. It's just like one person here and one person there. I like the pair, so I hope to see a pair next season, but I'm going to ask you your questions about the cast later.
Of course.
And let's just finish this little recap.
Yes.
So the ladies don't want to wear Teresa's new athletic line. So, like, what'd you think about that?
That was shady. That was so unnecessary. Listen, would Teresa have done the same thing? I don't know. But, I mean, I feel like she would support them, especially for a huge event like this, because this is the perfect demographic to sell it to. It's the biggest fans of Jersey. That's why she wanted to wear it. Listen, it's a pair of leggings. Throw them on. You know, be a good cast member or person. And it was an easy thing to avoid.
I think they were just mad because of the whole Treescape thing coming off of that. And she asked them to wear the leggings. I'm sure if, like, the whole Treescape fight didn't happen, they would have wore it.
Yeah, totally. But, totally.
Know, always drama. So
but how about Gia?
Oh my God. And Giella, when they come in, I don't know. Cause you know, before that, like a few scenes before, Teresa told Gia what was happening. Mm-hmm. So Gia kind of came in a little pissed off. So when they all came in and Teresa was like, oh, I have my line for you guys. And Margaret was like, we're good. And Gia gave her those eyes, the same eyes that she gave to Melissa, she gave to Margaret. And I was like, oh my God, I do not want to be on Gia Giudice's bad side.
Hell no.
And she was like, she like really stepped in. She was like, oh, you can't just put on the black leggings. We're all wearing black leggings, and she supports you guys with everything. And then Margaret even said she was taken aback, and I'm sure all the fans were taken aback that Gia kind of got involved in a little fight.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, I have a few points to make, all right?
Right, yeah.
Right, Gia, we haven't really seen her get involved as much of this season ever. She's always been a huge part of the show, in my opinion, because the Giudice family, right? The Giudice family always showed their kids and what they were going through. So this season, though, she's getting more involved with other ladies, which I love to see because she's so mature. She's very just like spitfire. And listen, Teresa, like she always says, she doesn't have those as many close supporters on the show. She does. Dolores always sticks up for her, but it's hard for her. You know, she's always kind of on the defense.
Well, Dolores is caught in the middle.
Right. It's a hard spot to be in. So seeing Gia stand up for her and like go after Margaret, it's definitely weird to see because they're like, it's like 40 years apart. But yeah. Listen, Gia's sticking up for her mom. If you're on a reality show and your whole family's involved, I think you're there, you're going to stick up for your parents.
Yeah. And I, you know, if I was in the same thing, I would stick up for my mom exactly the same way. And I'm sure mm-hmm. you would too. I mean, who wouldn't, you know?
Right.
Even if she has drama with this girl, if someone was saying like, you know, kind of like those things about my mother, you know, I would go to bat for my mom. So, you know,
yeah.
when like, oh, why did Gia get involved? Be like, that's her mom. And like this, when Margaret was like saying those things to her mom, obviously Gia's going to say something to stick up for her mother.
You totally.
Know, I kind of like agree with Gia over there, like sticking up for your mom.
Yeah. And Jack, let me tell you, the last season, I was thinking about this last night. Last season, everyone was saying Gia's 20 years old. She's allowed to be involved.
Yes.
She's allowed, her name's allowed to be brought up. Jackie, there's no reason that she shouldn't be brought up. And now this season, everyone's saying, oh, she's too young. She shouldn't be involved in grown people's business. But how are you saying that she's too old to be, she's old enough to be involved. And she's old enough to get, you know, her name dropped, but now she's too young to be involved. Like, I don't get it. Like,
yes,
listen,
I remember I was going to bring that up.
Right.
But you brought it up.
Yeah. She's part of the show. If you wanted her to be part of this big storyline last year about the cocaine analogy, now she can be involved all she wants.
Yeah, I agree. So. I do agree over there. And while they were playing on the field, Teresa makes a comment about Marge's leggings. Do you think that was body shaming?
Listen, people are going to say I always stick up for Teresa, but I don't think it was. Teresa does not have like these mean saying is just like ready to like, I don't think she really meant to say anything hurtful. I don't think so either.
I think she was just saying like, oh yeah, her ass would have looked better in my electric yoga pants.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really think it was body shame. I think she was just saying, you know, she would have looked better in my leggings. Versus
she was legging shaming. She wasn't body shaming. She was legging shaming.
Yeah.
She's talking about how her leggings are better. And I think Teresa, because that's something she would do. She wants to promote her business. She's making a joke about that.
Yes. Okay. So we just finished the recap of this crazy, good, fun episode. I got a few questions for you before we end off. So who is your favorite cast member? I'm sure it's kind of obvious, but you know, who's your favorite?
It is okay. Of all time, it's Teresa, and I'll always back her up. Always. She's given us everything. More storylines, more drama, more entertainment than any housewife ever. And that's why I'll always back her up. But, you know, right now, I love Teresa, I love Jennifer, I love Dolores.
So who would you say your second favorite is?
It's so hard because I go back and forth. Uh-huh. But, like, the housewife that I would want to hang out with and I just feel most connected to is Dolores.
I love her. She's like a mother figure in my life.
She
like,
I'm not, is. Like, I know I swear, she.
Like she calls me her son.
She's obsessed
like,
with
you,
Jack.
Video. She calls me her son. She's so, so sweet. Mm-hmm. She always like, if I need advice, I can call or text her anytime and she'll answer and she'll give me that like kind of like motherly advice and just like give it to me straight, like no sugarcoating.
Yeah, well, you know, Jack, she's in love with you. And that's the thing. When we hung out with her after the softball game,
yeah,
she was like, I had a conversation with her. I felt like I knew her for 20 years. She's just like that. She's so sweet. She's so
sweet, authentic, real, and yep. You know, she loves everyone.
Totally, I love that about her.
I remember when we were in the that room after, and you said to her like, "Oh, I came here with Jack," and she goes, "Oh, where's Jack?" And then she came and gave me a big tight hug.
Yes.
And I almost like fell. Like I kind of lost my balance. She, yes. Like, she hugged me so hard.
She's so fun. She's so passionate. And we didn't, let me just highlight when we walked into that room,
yeah.
We walk into that room. To our left is Meredith Marks, sitting next to Brooks Marks. And then right in front of them is Bershon Shaw from New York.
Yes. And there were so many people in that room.
So many. Invited,
like everyone. To that room, and then everyone left, and then we stayed there.
Yes, we stayed there, and it was us two, Dolores, Frank Catania, Sid Rosenberg from the radio, and if there's any MTV fans, there was Marissa
from
A Double Shot of Love. So yeah. Cool, so cool.
Okay, so now I'm going to ask you, who's your least favorite cast member?
I hate to say it because I don't like to bet. I mean, listen, my Twitter is definitely a little bashful at certain times, but... Mm-hmm. It's just because it's passionate and I'm never trying to hurt anyone, but my least favorite is Jackie. I just have yet to connect with her. I don't like the way she gets involved with drama. I think she's, I don't know, I just, I, she gets under my skin in so many ways, the way she fights, the way she argues. She just, I do not see myself hanging out with her, liking her in the real world, but again, I appreciate her solo storyline this year.
Yes. Okay. And so what's your favorite season?
Okay. So this might be a little bit unpopular, but my favorite season of all time is season 5. Okay.
That was a crazy season.
Crazy drama packed season, but like, okay, season 3 was like brand new. Melissa and Kathy had just joined. It was intense.
And Melissa, yes.
And Melissa, sorry. It was intense. Who did I say? Sorry. Season 3, yeah. So that was just like brand new. It was kind of like new to watch. Season 4, obviously iconic. But then season 5, like it all like went down. Like everything hit like rock bottom. It was like just so powerful. And then I liked how at the end, like the reunion, there was some resolution.
Yeah.
Like, but there was so much, like the Joe and Joe fight, the hair salon fight, oh, Rosie God. And Teresa. It was the Arizona trip. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, and speaking of the salon fight, they edited out a lot of things, right?
Oh, Jack, that was, like, I remember, I was, like, I don't even know how old I was at the time, but I knew, like, so many people that were there or, like, new people that were there.
Yeah, because you lived in, like, that area, so you right. knew what was going on, the talk Very of the town, right?
Talk of the town. It was crazy. Like, I heard all the clothing racks were thrown at people, the salon what sinks were thrown at people. There was blood all over the walls. Jacqueline okay. Larita was throwing punches.
Didn't she like stick her heel in someone?
Yes. She had a big heel and she was hitting Johnny the Greek with it.
Oh
like,
my God.
There was, and I wished like at some point, like, listen, there was lawsuits. That's why they can't show
about it. Her or something. I wish they like, can they talk about it today? Like
exactly. Like it's been so many years.
I don't even know if it was, but what they should have been like the Not All Diamonds and Rose book.
Yeah. Oh my God. They need a jersey book because there's so much stuff edited out. So many fights. Even season 3 when they went to, where did they go, Punta Cana?
Yeah, that's when I first found out about it, in the Not All Diamonds and Rose
book. Oh, it is in there?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah, I remember that years ago, like a huge fight. And there's so many edited, unaired fights that I just would, that they need some sort of article or book about it.
Or some kind of like special episode. I feel like this season, I want them to do an unaired footage episode, because for all the other franchises, they do like those never before seen episodes.
Yeah,
they did none of those for Jersey this season.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's so annoying. This is our favorite franchise, and we put so much time and effort into it, and then we just get nothing.
Yeah, it's really like not fair.
It's not.
So, what's your least favorite season?
Okay. So I used to say 6 because it was so random, and. Listen,
I really don't think season 6 is that bad. I don't know.
It's not.
It's so bad, but there's drama. Maybe the characters are a little wacky, but you know.
Right. I think people think it's bad because it was so random and they weren't used to the cast.
It was random.
Right. So it was like, it was hard to watch because you didn't know the ladies that well, but the drama was there. It was so emotional with Teresa going away. Like that reunion makes me so emotional seeing her like, just like so hurt. And like, she wasn't even like, she was physically there, but she wasn't mentally there. You could tell. Because yeah. She was literally facing jail time a few months after. But my least favorite season probably is 7. Ugh.
7?
Yeah, I hate to say.
It's a bad season.
It's not. I don't think Jersey has any bad seasons. Let's just say that. But,
okay.
You know,
yeah, I
hate to say it because Dolores, it was her first season. I love seeing her.
And but Siggy? Did you like Siggy?
Season 7, I like Siggy. Season 8, I did not like Siggy. She was out of control season 8. But, Season 7 was good because Jacqueline come back full time. She feuded with Teresa, but it was just like something was off. They
and
were missing.
Melissa, that was crazy.
And Melissa, yes,
with Melissa,
right?
Oh my God,
that's true. Listen, I can't even pick a bad season, but that was probably my least favorite.
Okay, all right, I guess that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
And then, who do you want back on the show, like a previous cast member?
Okay, so my favorite cast member that's not on is Dina, but I don't think I don't think that she would want to come back, so I'm gonna pick.
I don't think so either.
Right, I'm gonna pick someone else because someone that could still give us a lot of stuff is Caroline Manzo.
Caroline Manzo.
Listen, I'm not her biggest fan, but this woman still has so many fans and following from the show.
She does. She really does.
You know what I mean? Like people used to watch the show because of her and Teresa.
Like, she was the other big face of the show. So I think her coming back would be huge for the show and such a crazy moment.
And, you know, I can see it, especially if they're doing, like, some kind of shakeup next season. I could see them maybe firing two or three people, adding Caroline Manzo and some newbies. Like, I could kind of see that.
Totally. I mean, listen, she's filming something with Dolores right now, right?
Yeah, she was, like, I think it was some competition show. It was sent into Bravo and Cocktails. I mean, allegedly, it was some kind of new competition show, but I guess we will see.
Okay, yeah. I mean, listen, she's filming. She's still wanting to do TV. She's friends with Dolores. She has a way in. I think it would be a perfect scenario next season.
Yeah, and, you know, and that leads me into my next question. Who do you want to be fired on the current cast?
Ugh, I'm sorry, Jackie. You gotta go, girl. She's definitely just ran her course. I feel like we're getting this just the same dullness from her. Thank you for giving us the storyline this season, but too little too late. You could maybe write a book about it. I'd read it or update us on social media, but I'm just, yeah, over her. The rest of the cast is giving us still to this day a lot of great moments. Listen, Melissa has bored me a lot these past seasons. I think she's very repetitive. But, I mean, I would love to see her as a friend, but I do not want to see her leave the show. So the only person I'd really want to see leave the show is Jackie.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm not going to say anything else about that. But I do think they need to change up a little bit for next season. I would like to see two or three new people, whether it's like a friend and two Phil Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely want to see some new people. I feel like they need new blood.
Totally, totally. I mean, four seasons of the same cast is a lot. It's ran its course.
Yeah, but also I feel like they had the same people for four seasons because they're lazy.
Yeah, totally.
Lazy.
They don't want to bring out new contracts. They don't want to hire new people. It's just like they're lazy. Exactly.
Yeah, and I can't believe they didn't release Tracy's thing. It's like they're so cheap, but they literally just wasted their money.
They did, because they're. Do you think she's being paid a friend contract like right now?
She has a friend contract.
Okay.
I don't even know how that works, because if she signed on for a full time Housewife, can they give her?
I don't. If it was signed, they can't bring it back, because I think friend contracts, you get paid per episode, most likely, like the episodes that you're on. But Tracy's probably on every episode, right?
I think she is, but I think she came on first as a friend, and then she got upgraded to full-time, then she went back down again. So I don't even know.
Yeah, like, who knows what situation. It is. Who knows?
I wonder if she even shot a cast photo. She probably did.
Probably, because, probably. But you know what's weird? Speaking of, because it's just about signing contracts, when we were at the softball game, Teresa was in the car with Louie, mm-hmm. and they were signing a contract. So yeah, I remember this. I think I might have a video. I'll send it to you later. We might have been separated at the time. You might have been on the other side. She was signing a contract, and I don't know if it was, maybe it was for Louis. Maybe Louis was signing it.
Maybe it was like some kind of production thing.
Maybe. I mean, maybe
or
it's
Louis or Gia or something.
Yeah, it could have been. You're right. It could have been Gia. I don't know, but it was interesting to see.
Okay, so for my final question before we end this amazing episode. What is your, like, dream RHONJ legacy cast?
Oh, fun. Okay, this is a good question. Okay, so I'm going to give you, like, I guess 8 Housewives max, right? Because that's usually what we give.
Yeah.
The most
I want
do.
8 Housewives next season.
Yeah, no, I think we deserve it. I mean, yeah. 6 is, I mean, over. Yeah. So, okay, need to have Teresa. Need to have Caroline. In my opinion, those are the two, like, real OGs that, like, you know, like they really just made the show what it is today. Gotta have Danielle.
Yes.
You gotta have Dina and Jacqueline. So you have to have the OG cast, because they started this stuff. There's so much, there's still drama with them between Dina, Jacqueline, and Caroline. Imagine seeing that play out on TV. Like, that would be insane. You have to have Danielle. So the OG cast of 5. And then I would add Melissa, just because she's not my favorite, but she's given us moments because of Teresa. She's given us family drama. So I would have Melissa. And then I would have Miss Jennifer Aiden. Mm-hmm. She's the new era. She literally has She's changed the game. Jersey Housewives from like season 7 was like scaring me because it was so different. Once Jennifer came on 9, it literally made a whole new era. I loved it. And then my 8th housewife, I'm going to put Dolores because she has the most history with Caroline, Jacqueline, Dina, Teresa. Like, she would make the show really raw and good. I think she's a perfect mediator, too, if needed.
Yeah, I like that cast, actually. Maybe, like, one day, like, hopefully it doesn't come to the point that it did with New York, which is, I don't know, the legacy thing is kind of, like, a little stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good idea, but I feel like it's good for, like, a couple episodes, for, like, a Peacock thing.
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, I think all of them need specials. We've had some seasons have 15 plus seasons by now. It's like, it's kind of like old. I think it's good to bring on these spinoffs.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking the time and coming on my podcast. This was actually like my longest episode ever so far. So
look what I did. Let's go. Yes,
look what you did. And this was so fun. I definitely want to have you on again.
Jack,
and
I would
where
love to.
Can my listeners find you?
Okay, follow me on Twitter at @RealityTVKid. My title name is Reality. I also have an Instagram with the same ad. I don't use it as much, but definitely follow my Twitter. DM me. We can become friends. Yeah, let's talk more there. But Jack, thank you so much for having me. This was like literally so much fun. I've been looking forward to it.
Yes, it was so fun. Thank you for coming on again.
Of course. And we have to make plans in person soon.
For sure. Maybe summer down the shore.
Summer in Jersey.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Jack.
No problem. Well, thank you. And I will talk to you soon. I hope everyone enjoyed this episode. And I'll be back for another episode next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.